Your Steve Jones Show podcast is loading now. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Purdy Insurance. Visit Purdy Insurance on Market Street in Sunbury or visit online at purdyinsurance.com. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, keywords 11 and 15 at Hummel's Wharf. Today's show brought to you by Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Look, you don't have to all the time in the world to sit there and craft your own insurance. You need to go to an expert. Auto, home, life, business insurance. They have it all. They take care of it all. It's Purdy Insurance. Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. All right, time now for our play-by-play call of the day.
The kick and Suarez pitch. Swing and a high fly ball. Deep left center field. This will end the game, and it is gone. Goodbye. It's a grand slam. Home run for Howie Kendrick. Into the Giants bullpen at left center field. The first career slam for Howie Kendrick. Bang, zoom, a curly W's in the books. Kendrick is mobbed at home plate. The Nationals 6, the Giants 2. Unbelievable.
Well, the Nationals did win. Didn't he used to play for the Phillies? Okay. So, but Howie Kendrick with a grand slam yesterday, and that's kind of late season acquisition you want to get. Guy's going to help you. I mean, you're not going to go out and you're not going to acquire somebody else at that point. You're going to somebody that has the ability to move, and the Phillies were able to move him. And there you go. So, big win. The other one that we could have picked, obviously, would have been the Rafael Devers home run last night. It is the fastest pitch to ever be hit for a home run. You know that? Fastest pitch ever to be hit, 102.8 miles an hour, and it was 2-1 in the ninth inning. And tied the game up. Red Sox won it in 10 last night.
Oh, that was the, I believe, Joe Castiglione had that call.
He did.
Yeah, I got that right here.
Yeah.
Here we go.
Swing and a high fly, left center field. Hicks going back to the fence. It's gone! A home run! 20-year-old Rafael Devers ties the game at 2. He hits it in the Yankee bullpen. Can you believe it? Against Aroldis Chapman. Wow. A high towering blast over the 399-foot marker and into the Red Sox bullpen.
Yeah, he's only 20 years old. Again, this has been the complaint I've had about the Pirates farm system, which is supposed to be the shining light of the organization, is their farm system. And I don't see it. I don't see it. Because if there was any point in the in this season where the farm system could have really come through for the Pirates, it was when Starling Marte was out for 80 games with the drug, with the PED test. Who'd they get? Who moved up? Who filled the gap? Nobody, nobody, and nobody, because that person isn't there. That person isn't good enough to be there. To me, that was glaring when that happened. Glaring. The Yankees get Aaron Judge. through their farm system. They get Gary Sanchez through their farm system. You know, and you just play the play-by-play cut of the kid there. He's 20 years old. I mean, you know, there's a perception that, you know, that based on past performance, and it's not completely inaccurate, but the Red Sox and Yankees have had the ability over the years to buy players, which they have. And they've made mistakes on some, too. I mean, Pablo Sandoval is a mistake. Tried to buy a third baseman. Hanley Ramirez has been good, not great. He's been good, but not great. But everywhere else on that team, you know, they traded prospects to get Chris Sale. They traded to get Kimbrel. They signed Moreland as a free agent, true. But then after this, listen to this. Pedroia, homegrown. Bogarts, homegrown. Devers, homegrown. Benintendi, homegrown. Betts, homegrown. Bradley, homegrown. Vasquez, homegrown. All right, I just named seven positions on the team where they have homegrown guys. All farm system guys. They brought up Bogarts in 2013. Big reason why he helped them win the World Series. They brought up Benintendi last year. Big reason why they got to the playoffs. They bring up Devers this year. Another big reason why they're in first place. Right? That's using your farm system. That's having guys in your farm system that can play the next level. I mean, the Pirates, it's all we've heard for years. Oh, their farm system. All right, well, I've been hearing farm system for 5 or 6 years. Okay, where the heck is it? Where? You just had a dude out for 80 games. Which guy came up and was able to steady the ship? Oh, that's right, none of them. Because that person isn't there. Not there. And I've watched enough of the lower level Pirate prospects, for example. The guy, of all the guys I've watched, the guy I really like is Kevin Newman, the shortstop. Now, I don't know if he's a big league shortstop, but he will play at the major league level, I think. Kevin Newman's going to be good. I look at several Phillies at Williamsport. I saw Reese Hoskins. Thought he was terrific. I know I've talked about Roman Quinn a few times. Terrific. His problem's been injuries. But there are other players along the way I've seen that I thought were really good. You know, Knapp, the catcher, really liked him a lot. You could see certain things. I don't see this in the Pittsburgh group. And we keep hearing about their farm system. Their farm system what? I've heard so much about Austin Meadows. I'm sitting there like, okay, well, I've seen Austin Meadows play, I don't know, a dozen games in his career, and guess what? He flat out doesn't light me up. There's nothing. I mean, every time I've seen him, I've looked at him, I'm like, okay, show me something. And I've walked away thinking, well, he's kind of ordinary. I don't see it. Now, maybe he gets to the majors and completely proves me wrong, but I don't see it. And that's their guy. Everybody, you got to see this guy. Well, I've seen this guy. All right, well, you got to see him more than once. I've seen him a dozen times. And guess what? I'm like, it's your best guy? Really? Okay. All right. Phillies, though, have a lot of really good prospects. A lot of really good ones. So. Okay. NFL preseason. Now, remember last week I was talking about how NFL teams have lowered their ticket prices for preseason games. If you are a Patriots fan or a Packers fan and you have the season ticket package, guess what you won't see in the preseason? Tom Brady or Aaron Rodgers. Why? It turns out that their preseason home games are games 1 and 4. Whoops. Rodgers and Brady are only going to play games 2 and 3 in the preseason. But here's the other part nobody ever talks about. They may have lowered the ticket prices. Guess what they didn't lower? The price to park. How about that? You know how much it costs to park at a Patriots game? $40. For a preseason game. for a preseason game. I don't know. You know, what's happening in sports, remember, I think we're seeing this more and more. Sean, how much of the preseason did you used to watch? How much do you watch now?
I think it just all depends on, just with following training camp, as to who's hurt, who's playing. I will admit, Saturday when I got back, I was traveling back home from Pittsburgh on Friday, so I didn't get a chance to watch the game live, but I did watch it like half last night, half yesterday, you know, half Saturday night, half Sunday. I will admit, though, the fourth preseason game, I don't watch that as much anymore. I kind of stopped watching the final game the last couple of years. But I'll definitely watch all of game three of preseason, the true dress rehearsal game.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Right. No, I understand that. Yeah, I mean, game three, I take a good look at. I will, because I feel like
I think a lot hinges on who gets drafted. Like, we were in the hotel room Thursday night, and NFL Network had on for a bit. Was it was it Wednesday night or Thursday night? They had on Patriots Jacksonville. So I definitely wanted to watch that just to see Leonard Fournette. And just because of the fact, one of the Steelers games I'm going to in October is Steelers-Jacksonville. So I definitely wanted to get wanted to get a look at Fournette. That was one of the reasons why I wanted to watch that game for a bit. And obviously I knew going in, Brady not going to play
I understand that. It's things have changed so much. I used to be the guy that first preseason game, and any preseason game that came on, I wanted to look at. I wanted to watch. Man, I was just that into it, enjoyed it that much. Not that I'm into it less. I probably love the game more, you know, obviously by what I do. But I think, like, common sense has entered it. They've watered it down so much now. So much they've watered it down. That the way they do things in the league doesn't provide interest in the regular season. And I completely understand why. Do I want to sit there and do I want to play Tom Brady in four preseason games and maybe he gets hurt? I mean, gets hit in the knee, hurts an ankle, I don't know, develops a sore arm, something. And the interest in the preseason has gone down. Now, the NFL is going to have some issues they've got to deal with here. And it's not just dealing with how many preseason games you have. I mean, I think the two biggest issues this league faces in the next 10 years will be the CTE issue. And are there enough pro-style quarterbacks out there issue? Now, this year with the draft coming up, if the guys enter the draft that we think will, that's not an issue. Sam Darnold, okay, Rosen, and Allen at Wyoming. They'd be the three pro-style guys right away. But there's going to start to be a shortage of those guys. I mean, there's certain teams that have pro-style offenses. Iowa, Michigan, Wyoming, USC, they have pro-style offenses. I mean, obviously, UCLA does too. But the vast majority of schools now are running spread.
You bring up a good point with the Steelers going with Josh Dobbs as the starter on Friday night. And I got to thinking, you know, all that time he was at Tennessee, I didn't see him under center, did you?
No. And that was one of the biggest adjustments Alex Smith had to make coming out of Utah. He had never taken a snap under center. Paxton Lynch never taken a snap under center.
Bryce Petty. Yeah, I mean that's the
never
first, that was,
taking a snap on the center.
That's the first thing I thought of too. You know, we had that big discussion last year going into preseason. I know that was something that you and Kim Jones from NFL Network kicked around quite a bit. And I'm watching that Friday night. I said, "That's right. He's never been in a pro style offense." So
well. But there, okay, let me give you several elements right away. Okay, let's. I mean, these sound like simple things, but aren't simple. Okay, how many quarterbacks today in college take a snap under center? What you just talked about. Okay, how many quarterbacks in college have to read a defense or change a protection? How many quarterbacks in college have a huddle? Right. Sounds like simple stuff, right? You know, huddling and taking a snap under center. They both sound simple to the layman. Not. These guys don't have to do it. They don't have to do it. Now, that is not the job of the college coach. It is not their job. So, well, you know, I got to do a good job here. Maybe I can get Bobby to the Washington Redskins. No, that's not your job. Your job is to... Okay. Make sure they're going to class, get them on track to a degree, make them the best football players possible, and run a system that helps you win. Those are all some of the elements, not all, but some of the base elements of your job. Not one of them says prepare Bobby to go to the NFL. I mean, not one of them. Right? So, what's going to happen now in the next 10 years? Because we're seeing the number of pro-style quarterbacks dwindle. I mean, like I mentioned USC, USC, Michigan, Iowa, Wyoming, UCLA. They all run pro sets. Who else does? So it's not, it's gonna, I mean, for the NFL, what kind of league will it be? Will it be a league, for example, where a Jalen Hurts can excel in as a quarterback? Or will it still be a league where Jalen Hurts, to excel in the NFL, has to play another position like Braxton Miller? I don't know. But it's going to be interesting in the next 10 years how that evolves. CTE is going to be one overwhelming issue that's going to have to be discussed. And then the other one is going to be how many pro-style quarterbacks can you garner in a draft that can play the game like that, like the NFL's used to playing? Because there's so much team speed in the NFL. It's off the charts how much speed there is. That leaks fast. That's why people say, why can't you run an option in the NFL? You can't run an option in the NFL because they'll run you down like a dog. And you're not sitting there trying to option the defensive end at San Diego State. Hey, we're good. Gotcha. All right, we'll come back with more in a moment. Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Purdy Insurance.
You just don't think about insurance. You buy a home, you take out a policy, and you forget about it until something happens and you need it. Then you think about insurance a lot. My agent recommended insurance from Selective. Insurance for our home and property, jewelry, even the food in our refrigerator. Selective thinks about everything, so I don't have to.
Selective. Response is everything. Get to know us at Selective.com.
Get to know your local Selective agent, Purdy Insurance, on Market Street in Sunbury or at PurdyInsurance.com. Find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you.
When I come in on the 28th, is the suit going to be there, or does he get that day off too?
That's true. He's got a few days off late week prior to you coming in. Yeah, 2 weeks from today. I would think he'll be here. I would think. I haven't heard anything different.
Oh. Hey, here's one for you. StubHub Center, Carson, California, home of the Galaxy and the Chargers. Galaxy played on Friday night MLS. Drew between 25 and 26,000 fans. The Chargers played Saturday night. Drew 21,000 fans. Uh-oh.
Care to comment, Mr. Spanos?
Again, I understand all. I do. I think you know I have a pretty good handle on the economy of sports, all right? We talk about it enough.
Yep, and Tony Knopp called this day one.
And I can understand all the economic ramifications of having a franchise in Los Angeles. But this is the NFL. All 32 teams have a money tree. From day one, I never got this. Never. You already had 60 years of establishing a fan base. Now you're going to start over again? I mean, what's next? Coming back to do your job and taking the day off instead?
Where Mount Pleasant Mills, Dornsife, and Treverton turn first for news. News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Attention Central Pennsylvania! Now is the time to check out Sunbury Motors Hyundai! Sunbury Motors Hyundai has 25 brand new Elantras starting at $17,496. Sunbury Motors Hyundai is discounting all new Sonatas, $3,978. Choose from 24 Sonatas starting at just $18,967. All new Hyundais come with America's best warranty, 10 years, 100,000 miles. Why would you buy another import for more money and not as good of a warranty when you can save thousands at Sunbury Motors Hyundai? If an SUV is on your list, Sunbury Motors has 18 Tucsons starting at $20,993. Attention Central Pennsylvania. Now is the time to see what you can get for your money at Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury. And at sunburyhyundai.com. Now is the time, and Sunbury Motors Hyundai is the place.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show brought to you by our good friends at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Look, you don't have that time to sit there and worry about your insurance. You just know you need it. So find out what Purdy Insurance can do for you. I don't care if it's auto, home, life, business. Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. I mean, look, you just don't have the time. You don't know enough about it. Go to the experts. And we're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia. Routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Our sports bozo of the day. Leonard Fournette. I don't really see any difference in the speed of the league. Leonard, it's a preseason game. Like you're playing the Patriots and Dante Hightower is chasing you down? No. Maybe a year in the league? You could talk about that. But not after preseason game number one. Leonard. But at least Fournette went out and played the first game. It wasn't like he was looking forward to his big debut and then took a vacation day. So, you know. No? Stop laughing.
Okay.
So you deep down, you miss this.
Oh, I did last week. Oh, I did.
Yeah, I mean, deep down, I don't drill for oil that deep, but deep down you miss that. I'm just going through. Spieth favored to win 2018 Masters. It's August. For goodness sakes. Jim Calhoun is thinking about coming back to coaching. How about that? But it would probably be at, they think, Division III St. Joseph's in West Hartford, Connecticut. He's 75. I've only talked to him a couple times when he's done games. You can tell he misses it. You know, it's like you get it in your blood. It's something to do. Completely, I can completely understand this. I mean, I love broadcasting games. The second I'm not broadcasting games, I know I would miss it so much. So I understand where he's coming from. You go to a place like St. Joseph's in West Hartford, okay. You know, you go in there, you can coach players, be a part of it. You don't have to crush yourself with travel and things like that. It's Division III school. Why not? If he wants to do it, it's enjoyable for him, great. But Jim Calhoun is taking a long, hard look at, like, he misses the game that much. Well, good. That's fine. Now let's get back to the Chargers. Now it's a preseason game as opposed to a regular season MLS game. The capacity of the StubHub Center right now is 27,000. The Los Angeles Galaxy drew 25,667 on Saturday night. Last night, the Los Angeles Chargers, for their preseason opener with Seattle, drew 21,054. That's not great. And when you look at the picture of the stadium, I don't know if you saw it, but there are not 21,000 people there.
It looked pretty, just the physical look at the stadium looked pretty snug, very clean on the seats, very close to the field. But obviously it was, it was built for soccer.
Well, okay. Yeah, it's built for soccer, but I'm saying when you look at the seats, you see a lot of people cleverly disguised as empty seats. Now, the Galaxy averaged 22,415 this season. And it's the worst season that they've had in 10 years. But they still outdrew the Chargers. Now, let's go into the Wayback Machine, where we talked about 59 years, in 1959 on this date, 58 years ago, the AFL announces formation with the Los Angeles Chargers, who played 1 year in Los Angeles and then moved to San Diego. All right? As part of that original group. So that meant in 1960, the Los Angeles Chargers had to play their first preseason game, right? In Los Angeles at the Coliseum. You said they drew, 21,054 last night, right?
Right.
In 1960, the brand new, never seen before Los Angeles Chargers played their first game of the LA Coliseum, and they drew 27,778. They drew 6,700 more fans 57 years ago than they did last night in their alleged triumphant return to Los Angeles.
They somehow did worse. And how about this? The LA Galaxy, this is, from what people are saying, this is their worst season they've had in close to a decade.
Right. So I said 10 years. This is their worst season. Man. I'm sorry, but I just don't see this. You can't do anything about it now. But I think this is going, I know being in Los Angeles brings with it the opportunity at more money. But you're already, okay, in the National Football League. Whether you're in San Diego or Los Angeles, you're just going to get a ton of money. Now, you might get more in Los Angeles, but do you need more?
The one thing I took away from LaDainian Tomlinson's speech at the Pro Football Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony was when Spanos got booed. He recognized Spanos.
Right.
And I was like, whoa, that's pretty rare for any Hall of Fame ceremony that you hear boos.
Well, you got to remember, though, I mean, if people are fans of LaDainian Tomlinson, he made them fans of the San Diego Chargers. I just don't get this. I mean, you know, again, I understand the economics of going to Los Angeles, but there's certain markets, no matter how big they are, right, can't handle two teams. And the NFL cannot handle two teams in Los Angeles. I mean economically. I mean in terms of having them both be thriving.
I think too much too soon. Both teams ended back in LA, I think, a little timeline-wise, too close to each other.
I mean, the odd thing is, you move the Raiders to Los Angeles, I think they would have been a hit. They already have fans in Los Angeles. I mean, you're going to be playing in a stadium where even that, I mean, eventually in 2020, they'll go into the new stadium in Inglewood, and it's like everybody's going to look at it, and they're going to think of it as being the home of the Rams. They're not going to think of it being the home of the Chargers. They're going to feel like, they're renting. I mean, last year when the Rams, as the season went, the attendance plummeted. I mean, just absolutely plummeted as the season went. But when the Rams played their preseason opener last year, they drew 90,000 at the Coliseum.
Yeah, their first preseason game over the weekend, the Rams, was against the Cowboys. Heard a lot of Cowboys fans in the Coliseum.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And remember, the Cowboys start their training camp in Oxnard.
Right.
I don't know. There have been so many things that this league has done or not. I mean, it's almost stunning in some ways that 5 years ago, I felt like the National Football League was in a spot, TV-wise, publicity-wise, where I'm talking about 5 years ago, where they felt almost bulletproof. And in those 5 years, obviously CTE, which is really okay, that's got to be on the table always. Okay, then they botched the Ray Rice thing. They botched the Josh Brown thing. They botched. I don't care what anybody said. They botched the Tom Brady thing. I mean, I'm sorry, but that looked bad for the league. And you've got franchises moving in this league. This league's making, you're telling me that I grew up with the Los Angeles Rams. So it's natural for me to see the Los Angeles Rams back in Los Angeles. To me, they never should have left. Okay. But you're going to have the Raiders move to Las Vegas? You had the Chargers move to Los Angeles in this league? Really? Now, Roger Goodell says he wanted to take what was a $9, $10 billion industry, and he wants to grow it to $25 billion. Right now, it's in the $14, $15 billion range. And with the new TV contract coming up, that door might be open in 2021, something like that. But they make one stumble after another in this league. I mean, if 5 years ago, I felt like they were bulletproof. Now, right,
People are interest in the preseason's waning now. You've got players, if, you know, and I've made this very plain. I don't care what a player does. You want to stand, sit, stand in your head, lay down, whatever. That's your business. But it turns certain people off. It turns the consumer. It turns a segment of the fan base off, your consumers. I mean, you go into any establishment, all right? Okay, let's pick a restaurant let's go with like a hotel, for example, that Sean would go to, the Four Seasons. You're kind of Four Seasons guy, right?
Sure. Wasn't my honeymoon. Yeah. That was 25 years ago.
Right. But do you want to see the concierge protesting? Do you want to see the wait staff protesting? Do you want to see the front office people, or do you want them to go out and do what they're supposed to do? What do you want? Again, I don't care if anybody says, I mean, Steve Jones stands and puts his hand over his heart for the national anthem. That's my personal standard. I am not going to put my personal standard on anyone else. That's what I do. You want to sit? Fine. But now I'm talking about the overall picture of the league. You're a business, right? You're a business with lots and lots of employees. All right? So what other business are you in where you're trying to draw customers, but you're protesting something? What? Which business is that? And if they are, how turned off are you as a consumer? I mean, your fans. Well, as fans, you're consumers. You're the consumer. You're the customer. Do you want to go over and get your tires changed and have the staff sit down, start playing the national anthem, and all sit there while you watch? You're like, I'm going to go. What's going on here? I'm going to go get my tires changed someplace else. Right? I brought you in for tires. Okay? Put the tires on. Okay? I came here for the football game. Play. Right? Am I right about it? I mean, tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, seriously, tell me if I'm wrong. I mean, you go to Walmart, you want the cashiers, now we're all going to sit here and protest for 5 minutes, right? Or you're going to check me out. Check me out. Let's go here. All right? Okay? I didn't show up for your protest. I showed up to buy something. Right? And that's what, again, I could care less. It's the national anthem. You do what you want to do. Me, I'm like, hey, I have my standard. I live by my standard. All right. You live by your standard. But I'm talking about the big picture of the league here. Okay. Part of your job is to draw people into your business so that people are excited about being at your business. And you can run all the polls you want about elections and things like that, but don't think for a moment that some of the stuff that has happened in the last year hasn't at least turned some percentage of the population off. Not all, but people tune in, they want to watch the game. They don't want to watch what you're doing during the national anthem. They don't care. They don't. Okay? Now, what you want to do, you want to do. But there's so much attention drawn to it, it doesn't help. I mean, the big picture of the league. It just doesn't. me, I don't care. I'll, you know, I have my hand over my heart, whatever, and they play it, they're done. I go back to work. So, but there's a big picture here that, again, I just feel like they have, in some ways, the way they handle the Rice thing, missed the mark. Josh Brown thing, missed the mark. Brady thing, missed the mark. All right. Chris in Shamokin Dam. Hi, Chris. Hello, Chris. How are you today?
Good, yourself, Steve.
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Just a quick question. From back when Jack Ham and Mike Reed and those guys were playing for Penn State.
Yeah, it was during the Vietnam War.
Well, what I was wondering is the Penn State Hall of Fame or anybody else have for sale CDs to show those games?
Ooh, boy. That's a great question. You're talking about full games?
Well, even highlights. I'd like to see. I was too young and living in Western Pennsylvania, and yeah. At that time they didn't televise every game. I like to see. I've heard a lot about Mike Reed and Jack Ham and Steve Schmier and all those guys.
Right. Well, Telra Productions, which has since merged with somebody else, put together a series of highlight shows where, like, they were half-hour highlights of the season. Narrated by Chris Schenkel one year, a couple of others. And I know they've been done and were always available for purchase. I would check with Penn State to see if those are available still for sale or not.
Okay.
Because I know some of them have been converted over digitally.
Check at the store at the stadium?
Yeah, I would check at the store at the stadium to see if they have it. Because, last time I was at the stadium was about, well, I mean, in terms of being in the store area, because obviously I was in the stadium Saturday, but it was about a month and a half ago, and I wasn't looking at that stuff. They might have that for you on DVD.
Okay. Just interesting.
So I would check there and then ask, and I'd start at the Penn State bookstore and see what they have and then what direction they can take you in. Because I know, for example, the Petit Library. I mean, I know I've been able to, for work, I've been able to get my hands on some stuff like that that we've been able to use. But that's all. But that's internal.
All right. Any word on the Veterans Weekend at Penn State?
Yeah, they picked that one.
Is that the Rutgers game?
I want to say it was the Rutgers game, which is also homecoming, I think. So I believe that's the same weekend in a combo.
Okay. Ought to be a packed house for the Pitt game.
Oh, my goodness. Of course. Oh, yeah, I agree. I agree with that. You know, it's going to be packed. I mean, Michigan's going to be packed.
Yep.
I mean, I think they're almost all going to be packed. There aren't a lot of tickets left.
Okay. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you, Chris. All right. You have a great night, too, Chris. Thanks so much for calling, and thanks for listening, Chris. Appreciate that. I hope that helped. I mean, they did do those shows, and there's got to be a way or a website, because obviously I have access to getting this stuff, but it's internal. I can get the access to it, because we had them at Channel 3 and things like that. But all right, we will be back tomorrow. Unless, Sean, you and I... Maybe we ought to take a vacation day.
But I just got back.
And that hasn't stopped others.
That's true.
Here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Your home for the Phillies. News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com. This is WKOK Sunbury.